And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. The Oklahoma Department of Veterans Affairs is trying to get a handle on a major COVID-19 outbreak here in Green Country. 62 residents and 21 workers at the Claremore Veterans Center have tested positive for the virus just this month. 10 residents have died. Executive Director Joel Kinsel says the VA has 1,200 beds in its facilities across Oklahoma.
We have had 10 fatalities, but out of this huge number of veterans that we care for, you know, we've only had 10. That's something we're very sad about and concerned about and doing, and we are doing everything we can to manage this and get this stopped, and I feel like we are achieving success in that.
Kinsel says their investigation has revealed that a worker who had the virus but was asymptomatic was likely the source of the outbreak. Oklahoma's battle with the virus continues to look dire. The state reported yesterday that more patients are hospitalized with COVID-19 now than ever before. The total jumped from around 600 on Monday to 663 on Tuesday. More than 1,000 new confirmed infections were also reported Tuesday. Governor Kevin Stitt has made reference to the state having plenty of so-called runway in terms of hospital capacity. Dr. George Monks, head of the Oklahoma State Medical Association, said last week, quote, "We are at the end of the runway." Appearing on KOCO 5 News in Oklahoma City yesterday, CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield said Oklahomans could get the virus under control if they follow guidelines like avoiding bars, crowded restaurants, socially distancing, wearing masks, and washing their hands. And flash floods in the Oklahoma City area led to high water rescues yesterday. As much as 9 inches of rain fell in some parts of the metro. The fire department says 2 people were rescued from flooded homes and 2 more were rescued after driving their cars onto flooded roads. The National Weather Service says the heavy rain and storms in Oklahoma are not related to Hurricane Hannah, which made landfall in Texas this weekend. Here in Tulsa, more heavy rains are expected today. A flash flood watch is in effect for the Tulsa Metro until 7 o'clock Thursday morning. Right now, 76 degrees, overcast skies, passing rain. I'm Chris Polanski, KWGS News.